had us nip and tuck. Now, there wasn't much in it in the first half, and we happened to get our noses in front. Probably, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes into the second half, Seamus Field got a header from a corner, and we got a second one, and Kiel McIlwain followed up a shot from Darren McDaden. 2-0, Bunnaghy went down to 10 men, and we just had to fight hard to see the game out, you know.
You got off to a slow start in this season, and maybe slower last season. How come things are picking up down at Tralee?
Ah, well, it just takes time to get players in, you know, and sort of get the club back on its feet again, you know. It isn't like last year, it was just didn't have the experience, you know. We're missing men in key areas, you know. But at the minute, look, we have a good squad of players, and they're all in working hard and training hard, and you know, it's starting to come together, not so bad, you know. But there's a long way to go. Like we're only what, 6 games into the season. There's another 12 to play, so we have enough of things so far, but there's a long way to go yet.
What's the spirit like down in Fannin?
Ah, when you're one on the spurs, good anywhere, Miles, you know yourself.
Yeah, that's the way it works, I suppose. Yeah,
and
you know, there are those who would say maybe that there's not a great difference between the standard in intermediate football and junior football, but would you disagree with that?
Well, I think anybody there watching the matches would see that themselves. Like, there's definitely a difference, and now that there's the two leagues are running side by side, like it's going to get more and more. The best players are coming back to the top again, and you know, there's definitely a difference in my eyes and my mind.
Is Arthur Lynch still playing? Are you player manager or managing only?
I would like to be still playing, but I doubt that day's gone, Miles. No, I'm just managing now.
Difficult to do both?
It is. Look, I played a game or two at the start of the season, but it was just we're a bit short for numbers at the time, but that wouldn't be my intention, no. We have plenty of good players here. There's plenty of ability in every position, so we're happy enough, you know.
But you do keep yourself in good shape?
Well, I think I do. The other boys might disagree.
Well, I suppose when they're put to the test, that's the one that matters. But
that's it.
Yeah. What type of game do you like to play? Do you like to play offensive or defensive type, or a bit of both?
I like to win, Miles. Whatever it takes, just on the day. I wouldn't say there's that much strategy in it to go that far now. But whatever you have to do to get the 3 points on the board, that's. Like, that's where we have a bunch of fellas on here, and they're, you know, they all like to win games, so they're no different than the other team. Like, there's no two games the same. You know, things change, you know, so you have to just change with it.
I presume.
But, no, listen, it's a very competitive league, and anyone can beat anyone, so you just have to take your points when they come and try and build on it.
Well, you're in second position now, getting better as the season goes on. Have you ambitions of winning this league?
Like, if you didn't have an ambition of winning a league, I don't think you should be in it. Like, if you asked Cock Hill the same, or Letterkenny, or Swally, like, you know, if you don't have ambitions of winning something, you shouldn't be involved, in my eyes, you know, that's what it's about. Like, you have to be realistic. You're looking at a team that has won the league 4 times in a row now, and they're playing Intermediate next week. Like, they're one of the top sides in the country. And, like, we're just glad to have them in our league, and we're glad to have the league there, that you're able to put yourself against them week in, week out, you know. And that's, they're the yardstick at the minute, so anybody finishes above Cork Hull will win the league.
Yeah, that seems to be the way it'll be. You know, there's not a big number of teams, but they're all quite competitive in the Ulster Senior League.
There's no gimmies in the league. Like, there's 7 teams, but it's 7 quality teams. Like, if you look at the National League, I think there's 9 in it. And, like, if you look at the results, maybe there can be teams getting well beat. So, like, they have only 2 more teams than us. But no, I think the 7 teams we have are quality sides, and hopefully we can add to it. And, you know, the league are doing a very good job in getting teams in, and hopefully maybe they'll get another one or two in next year. But at the minute, no, like, the quality's there, I have no doubt about it.
Have you quality young players coming through?
Oh, we do. We have a good mix in our own team here, but we also have the under-18s, and they're sitting top of their league at the moment. Niall Doherty's doing a great job with them. They drew yesterday, 1-1 with Letterkenny, and that's 4 ones and a draw. So, like, there's no doubt about it. The quality's there. It's just, you know, you have to try and take them through at the right time, you know.
And are you playing a good number of players from the Fannin area?
We have as many as we can get, Miles, to be honest. You know, like, I would say we have definitely the best of all the local, what we have now. You know, we have 1 or 2 and from outside as well, add that bit of experience, but it's as local a team as I see anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And training going well? How often do you train?
Ah, I train twice a week, same as everyone else, you know, Tuesday, Thursday. Now I get good numbers, so... Ah, look, it's like everything, Miles. If you're winning a few games, things is easier, you know. Mm-hmm. But we'll stick at it and see where it takes us.
And you enjoyed it more this season than last year?
It wouldn't be hard to answer that, would it, Miles? it's always easier when you're winning a few games. You're grateful of them.
Uh-huh. And would that suggest that you made a few mistakes last year, or somebody told you that you did?
I'll make mistakes, and I'll keep making them, but as long as I don't make the same mistake, I'll be happy enough.